Well, I mean, I wish I had the answer to that. I think the only thing we can do is what you're doing right now, Kevin, and what I'm doing in my writing. We've got to put this issue on the front burner. This has got to be the overriding issue that we talk about, and we don't just forget about it after the holidays and after all these contests and recounts. Once they're all finished, we can't forget this. We can't let it go. The parties and the campaigns need to do a much better job of looking at the voter files and finding problems and discrepancies before the vote, before the election takes place, not after the fact when all is said and done and it's too late.
Hey, Chuck, if folks want to pick up on your Muth's Truths, I love getting your Muth's Truths every week, sometimes more than once a week. How do folks pick up on it?
Yeah, thank you. Just go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com. There's a subscription box for Muth's Truths. It's free. All you have to do is enter your email address, and we'll put you on it.
It sounds great. Chuck, always good, man. Thank you so much. Always good to talk to you, and I know we'll do it again next week.
You got it. Take care, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. Hey, AM 670 KMZQ and David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas proudly present the 6th annual Stuff the Truck Food Drive. Support Helping Hands of Las Vegas by dropping off any non-perishable food item at Toyota of Las Vegas on East Sahara at Boulder Highway. These people do such a great job. Help stuff the truck until December 18th with everything going to feed food insecure seniors that Helping Hands of Las Vegas Valley reaches. And in our community. David Williams, Toyota of Las Vegas, thank you so much. And KMZQ, thank you for supporting your neighbors during these trying times. We wish you and yours a safe, healthy, and happy holiday season and Merry Christmas. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Don't forget, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, has breaking news on this election thing coming up at 4:05. So you won't want to miss it. Make sure you're listening because we've got breaking news all around us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
All right, Maestro, thank you. We do have a crash right now on Interstate 15 southbound. That's before Sahara. The right lanes are blocked in that incident at 332. Do expect some delays there. Also, we're getting some bumper-to-bumper flows on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. You're touch and go there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at St. Rose. Also, expect some lane restrictions up there in the northwest, Interstate 15 northbound at the 215 interchange there near the Northern Beltway. And do look for those lane restrictions to continue for the next few weeks on Interstate 15 in North Las Vegas. That's 15 southbound at Craig and Interstate 15 northbound at Cheyenne.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders are back at the team facility today as they start their prep work for their game against the Jets on Sunday. The NFL had shut down all team facilities on Monday and Tuesday just because they were worried about the possible COVID spread following Thanksgiving, where they feel like probably some players spent some time with people that maybe they were not supposed to spend time with. UNLV basketball, they lose yesterday to Alabama 86-74, even though Caleb Grill had a career-high 27 points. They're closing out the Maui Invitational today with a game against Davidson. UNLV women's basketball also playing tonight on the road at Cal State Fullerton. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org. Number 330.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How are we supposed to know if our electoral system is fair? That everybody has an equal shot. Everybody's vote counts. Nobody's cheating. How do we know that? Frank, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Kevin. I just take umbrage with something Chuck Muth said, and he was accurate. This reality of mail-in voting, which, if I may quote, what was in our lifetime the worst president in modern history, Jimmy Carter, who, thank God, got Reaganized, but he went to work for the United Nations as an observer. And his own words were, the worst thing you can do is mail in. It's equal to fraud, automatic fraud. That was Jimmy, paraphrasing Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter's own words, a demon rat. With all conviction, Kevin, you should have to have a retin scan. You have to have a finger pricked, your blood type, your fingerprints on your vote, and your ID. And if you can't afford to get all that done, you don't vote. You just don't vote. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Well, we've got enough money in this country that if it's a matter of, you say, well, a national ID card that's unhackable, and of course nothing's unhackable, we all know that, you know, any amount of money, if you tell me it's going to cost you $50 million, $60 million to do it and make sure that everybody, even in you know, the hollers of Kentucky, a senior citizen can get a voter ID card if they want. That to me makes amazing sense. But this is so incredibly important. I mean, it really honestly is. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where we as a country have to say either our elections are fair or they're not. And if half the population believes that the electoral system is rigged, then that's not good. I'm telling you, that's not good. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. Have you seen these electric bikes? They're really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Com. Coming up top of the hour, in fact, let me give you a quick roadmap of where we are. Coming up top of the hour, Michael McDonald will join us. He is the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. We're going to talk about the election, which, by the way, is still ongoing. We don't know what's going to happen with Stavros Anthony. We don't know what's going to happen with the president and the race here. There's going to be a court case tomorrow. Depositions being taken today. Is it really true that Joe Gloria has been trying to dodge process servers so he doesn't have to testify under oath? Yeah, stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good day. Oh, and by the way, Matt Schlapp. You've seen him on cable news. He's been camping out in Nevada, and he'll be here for that hearing tomorrow, that court hearing tomorrow. It's all ahead. Matt Schlapp will join us. What time? 4:30. So stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
What's good just got better. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Federal agents broke up a billion-dollar Medicare scam that peddled unneeded orthopedic braces to hundreds of thousands of seniors. Two dozen people have been charged, including doctors accused of writing bogus prescriptions. The Justice Department said the scheme relied on overseas call centers to prey on Medicare numbers from beneficiaries. Now, the loss to Medicare was estimated at more than $1.2 billion. Seniors continue to be targets for any number of scams. So what can they do? We're here with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do you think? Can we do anything to help protect the seniors?
Well, Steve, anytime you hear about these scams, you know who really, it hurts all of us because
of
the government. When you hear about the government, Steve, who is the government?
It's us.
We are the government. So whenever somebody's blaming about sticking it to the government or frauding the government, they're frauding us taxpayers, which if you see a store, if they have a high shoplifting rate, the prices go up. Well, if we have a lot of abuse of the government, our taxes go up. So we have to put a stop to this. So we have to take control of this. We have to get our plan in order. One of the things we can't do is we can't run the government.
No, we can't
do it as citizens. So what we have to do is have our own individual plan in place. And I spend a lot of time each day helping folks just like you out there listening put together plans that are successful, looking forward all the way through retirement, regardless of what the government does. We all know the government's going to raise taxes. Let's have a tax-efficient plan. We all know the government's going to try to lower your benefits. Let's have an income plan that doesn't depend on the government. We call it a time capsule account. When we reach that wealth accumulation phase, when we're going from earning money to now making sure that our money that we put aside gives us money, we really need this retirement plan. So, Steve, the next 10 callers get a $1,000 value, a no-cost retirement plan, and a three-book set.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
AM 670 and David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas proudly present the 6th annual Stuff the Truck Food Drive to support Helping Hands of Vegas Valley. Bring in any non-perishable food item to Toyota of Las Vegas on East Sahara at Boulder Highway now through December 18th. All donations will go to help food insecure seniors in our community through Helping Hands of Vegas Valley. David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas and Kemp Broadcasting, thank you for your support, and we wish you and your loved ones a safe and healthy holiday season.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. We're going to be joined by Matt Schlapp talking about the presidential race at 4:30. 5 o'clock, Stavros Anthony still hanging fire, trailing by 10 votes. But this deal is not over, and I'll just tell you, it's sad that it comes to this, but people don't trust our electoral system. They don't trust Joe Gloria. They simply don't. I don't know if this is true, that Joe Gloria is trying to evade the process servers because he doesn't want to be deposed. Well, the fact is, he will be deposed. He will be ordered to depose as early as tomorrow, which to me is great. I want you to hear from, and this is a totally different subject, and it's a subject that we can all be happy about and proud about, and that is the vaccine. Moncef Saloui is the Operation Warp Speed vaccine czar. And I want you to hear, this is cut three. I want you to hear him talking about when we're going to get these vaccines out. There's two vaccines that we're talking about right now. There may be a third or a fourth before we're done. But listen to this, Moncef Saloui.
I've had no interference. Bureaucracy was out the door. We were able to and empowered to make all the right calls and decisions. We have a board that oversees the operation, but the board was extremely supportive and focused on making sure nothing stands in the way of the decisions we needed to make. And that's, frankly, one of the reasons why we've been able to deliver maybe even slightly faster than the very aggressive plan we had in the beginning.
Doctor, I want to put up on the screen some of the Pfizer vaccine, or the vaccine candidates, including Pfizer. The efficacy rate on Pfizer's vaccine, 95%. It's astounding. Moderna's listing a 94.1% efficacy rate. On average, the AstraZeneca, 70.4%, but they reached 90% effective. The CDC is trying to decide who should be in front of the line to receive the vaccine once the FDA approval happens. Who should that be, in your view?
Well, first, we have a remarkably effective vaccine and a set of effective vaccines, and that's remarkable that the data are so close together with two completely independent companies designing and manufacturing these vaccines. These vaccines should be available to people who are most impacted. The CDC and its Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices this morning made some recommendations, at least preliminary recommendation. Their final recommendation only happens once the vaccine is approved, and of course when HHS Secretary approves of those. I do think that healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents, very old, frail people, should definitely be in the front of the line. The very specifics of who would be first, I will leave that to the process that's ongoing to make the recommendation. And also remember, these are recommendations. Each state is empowered then to, using those recommendations, having them in mind, make their own decisions how to distribute those that are allocated to them.
I've got to leave it there, Doctor. Fascinating to be able to talk to you. Do you believe that ultimately the vaccine returns the world to normal? Final thoughts?
I do believe so. I think by the month of June, I hope most Americans will have accepted to receive this vaccine. And if that happens, that will be the end of the tunnel, frankly.
Doctor,
life can go back to normal.
We can go back to normal in June? So that's what we're looking at? We're looking at roughly 7 months, and we can go back to normal. That would be phenomenal. I mean, I really believe that if that's true, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And it's not just the vaccine. It's the vaccine 6 months in. And we're going to find, does this mean we're not going to have to wear masks? I don't know. We will find out. That was, by the way, Monsef Saloui. He is and was on with Sandra Smith this morning on Fox News. And he is kind of the vaccine czar with Operation Warp Speed. And they're saying that in the UK, they're going to be putting a vaccine in the arm of Brits by either later this week or next week. Is that incredible? You want to talk about Operation Warp Speed? The UK, they're breaking even our records. That's hard to believe. When we come back, if there is a silver lining in a pandemic, we've got one for you. And it involves education, something we talk a lot about on this program. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're going to take the break just slightly early so I can get Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, in. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. This hour of Live and Local with Kevin Wall, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could do it even right now. You could do it today. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone, libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I want to totally change subjects to something that is really uplifting and good. If there is a silver lining in this pandemic, this COVID-19, it is the fact that many people around the country, not here, but many places around the country, private schools, Catholic schools, they are open, and they are brick-and-mortar schools that are teaching our kids. And our kids are actually learning something. Let's go to Cut 5. This is Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education, with Steve Ducey on Fox and Friends. The pandemic may give us ultimate school choice. Listen to this.
Coming up on 2 weeks ago, Mayor de Blasio told New York City schools they were going to be remote learning until he just reversed himself until this coming Monday. That was not the case with New York City's private schools and the Catholic schools, which held fast. They felt we can do this safely, and so we're going to keep the kids in school. I know that during your entire tenure, you've been talking about school choice, and this is one of those instances where that was really important.
Well, Steve, we're seeing more today than ever before that families need to be empowered with making choices that are right for their kids. Families whose children are learning remotely, or in fact, in too many cases, not learning remotely and don't have the resources to do something different, that's got to change. And policies at the state level, policies at the federal level, have to support families making those choices. Now more than ever, it's clear this needs to happen, and those standing in the way need to get out of the way.
Well, let's see if they do it at the state level going forward. After the pandemic, it'll be interesting. I know you appeared at an event yesterday, and you were talking a little bit about a number of progressive politicians, including Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, yesterday was talking about loan forgiveness, free college, and things like that. And you were pretty blunt. You said that kind of stuff is essentially a socialist takeover. Explain what you're talking about.
Well, first of all, there's nothing free. We know somewhere somebody has to pay for it. And what is being suggested with free college is essentially a government takeover of higher education. And that will end up being a socialist system, rationed, the quality and choices going down and going away. American higher education is the envy of the world. It has to continue to be an open marketplace for innovation and creativity. And in fact, we're seeing more now today than ever before. That has to continue to grow and flourish, not be taken over by government and rationed in a way that is going to really stifle the future of too many young people.
Yeah, but you've heard what this incoming administration and advisors have said about free college and loan forgiveness. They're going to try to do something.
Well, again, free sounds great, except that somebody somewhere is going to pay for it. And when you think about the fact that 2 out of 3 Americans don't pursue a 4-year college, why should anybody be asked, any of them be asked, to subsidize and pay for those who do choose it? And sure. Also, those students that have faithfully paid their student loans, have sought out value for their education, have made decisions and choices based on that, why would they be asked to also subsidize and pay for somebody else who didn't make those good judgments and choices?
Coming up later on in the program, Betsy DeVos, who made the declaration this morning on Fox and Friends, and I can't believe it, that distance learning is not working. Just isn't working. That's something you've heard on this show, what, about 1,000 times? Now you're hearing it from the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. I've been saying this since back in March. When my neighborhood was full of kids not at their computer doing distance learning, but they were outside making noise and cutting back on my sleep. Yeah. Anyway, stay where you are. I will say this. The kids are inside more now than they were in March. Okay? So I'll give you that. Stay where you are. Coming up, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. Busy, busy, busy. It's all coming up right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the